Good evening. This is Thursday, September 7th, 8 p.m. Eastern, and this is a healthy healing call. Okay, you ready, Wonder?
I'm ready, and it's a wonder we're all here because there's so much excitement going on around the world, all everybody in the tither and a bother, so, but we're here because we're going to work on healing ourselves, because that is what we ended up last week. We ended up talking on different ways that we can heal ourselves. I know a lot of you think, I can't heal myself. That's a doctor's job. Excuse me, but your body heals itself all the time without you even knowing it. That's the interesting part, because look at all the times you bumped your leg, your arm, and you've got a black and blue mark, and you go, oh, I got a black and blue mark. What am I going to do? There's nothing you can do, but the body will take care of that black and blue mark. It will clean it up, get that all washed out, whatever was affected by the blow, and you'll be fine. That's the whole wonderful part about your body. And Robert has promised to teach us what he's learned and how he's helped other people to heal themselves. And that's where we'll start. So, Robert, what is it you did to make yourself want to even learn how to heal someone else?
What made me want to even learn is the fact that I had a accident on a job where, well, I didn't think I did anything, but I went home that night, went to bed, and the next morning I could not even move to get out of bed. And seen the doctors and found that I had torn ligament running down my back that holds all the vertebrae in alignment. And I ended up with pinched nerves and couldn't feel anything in my hands, just tingling. Couldn't hardly get out of bed for, oh, I bet it was a good week. But it didn't help that the doctor didn't take x-rays right away, nor did he take MRIs. Just said, oh, it's just a strained muscle. And I healed with that ligament elongated.
Ouch.
So finally, once they realized what their mistake was, that doctor turned over his clients to another doctor, and he left town suddenly,
yeah.
Never to be heard from again. But I ended up in physical therapy and massage. And physical therapy is one thing. But this lady in the VA, been a therapist for several years. She's about ready to retire. And I was laying on my stomach, and she started her fingers just going down my spine. And I was hurting everywhere. I mean, I was in pain. And everywhere she would touch was a pain point. And I could barely feel her fingers touching. But I noticed that every time that she moved her fingers, the pain was gone. And she went down my back doing that. And the pain was disappearing. And I'm thinking, wow, what kind of a miracle have I found?
Yeah, really.
And when she was done, she says, how's that feel? I said, dang, I feel wonderful. She says, I know. She says, but you're going to hurt again as soon as you start moving around. She says, but now I know where to look. I said, I could barely feel you even touching. She says, you don't have to touch hard with massage to affect everything. Put the muscles back in place, you know, heal you up. And she worked on me for, I don't know how long, but she got me back to where I was in better physical condition when she was done than I was prior to being hurt. And I wanted to be a part of that. And so I went and signed up for school. And, yep, that was fun. Except for learning anatomy and all the bones and all the muscles, where they attached, and having to spell all the names properly.
Right.
Oh, boy, was that a, that was a tough 9.5 months. But anyway, I survived it,
yeah.
And I became a massage therapist. But one of the things that I learned, I mean, everything I learned was very interesting and I thought very amazing. We had a teacher come in one day, and she was talking about how all the organs in the body have a rhythm. And if that rhythm is disrupted, your body gets sick.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, the main one is the kidneys. She says, that's the first place you go. If the body is sick, you go and check the kidneys and see if there's a problem. Well, after she talked, she divided us up, the class of 16, half of us on a table, and half of us doing the job, massaging. But, and I was one of them that was lucky enough to be one of the first to work on one of my classmates. Now, this person didn't have a problem. But what I found, you know, I was taught how to do it, and that was to have the patient laying on their stomach. And I laid my fingers, just the tips of my fingers, just lightly. And when I say lightly, if you were to take and lay a nickel on the tip of your finger and feel the pressure of that nickel, it's not much. Well, that's the same pressure that you'd want to use on that client's body. And when you lay your fingers on a client's body, you are really, through your fingertips, seeing down inside that body. You know, you're seeing everything that's going on in there through your fingers. And so when I laid my fingertips over this person's kidney, I stood there just holding my hands there, letting the bodies acclimate, get the rhythm, And what I found, and I always kind of relate this to jump-starting a car with another battery.
Mm-hmm.
Your fingers are the jumper cables. You've attached them by laying them on the client's body right over the kidneys. And I'm standing there while it's acclimating, and the current is flowing. And the client is recharging. Now, if there's not a problem there, not much is going to happen. But what I found is by focusing on my client, clearing my mind of everything, my body began to sway back and forth in rhythm with the client. But me standing there, I was actually swaying back and forth with the client's rhythm of the kidney. If there had not been a rhythm, that wouldn't have happened. But you can, by just standing there with the fingertips on that client, the jumper cable's connected, you can restart. If their kidney has lost its rhythm or it's erratic and out of sync, the energy from your body will restart or can restart the client's rhythm.
Hmm.
And that is, and that allows them to heal, for the body not to be sick anymore. So there's many amazing things like that that the body can do, but sometimes one body needs the help from another.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the reasons why human touch is so important to the health of another person, to any person, and especially in newborn babies. Newborn babies without human touch will not survive.
Right.
You must give those babies the human touch. Just holding them is enough. But we adults also need that human touch. And without it, you become ill. And so, just like anything else, I mean, you can relate it to a lot of different things. Sometimes, the body is an amazing thing. It can heal itself, but sometimes it needs a little extra help. And another human, just through touch, can give it that extra boost. And it's just simply amazing. And, you know, I can go on and on with a lot of different stories about how touch, even not touch, but being close and using the you have an energy field in the air, and it runs from the atmosphere through your head down to your feet into the earth, and it circles around and just keeps going. But sometimes that energy field gets blocked up, and one of the most amazing things too is I work in energy and just playing around with it one day got me all excited, because this lady that I was massaging was not feeling real good. And I gave her a massage, and then I just kind of run my hands about 4 inches over her body from her head to her feet, just slowly. But when I got to the mid area of her back, my hands stopped just like somebody had grabbed them. I mean, actually stopped my hands from moving. And it took all the force in my body. I was braced and pushing with my legs, trying to move my hands. And when it broke loose, when the blockage cleared, I almost fell down. I was putting every bit of energy I had in trying to pull that energy. She couldn't see and had no idea what I was doing. But when it broke loose, there was a big sigh came out of her. She's, oh, my God, that feels so good. What did you do? Well, I cleared the blockage so that the energy could flow through the body. And that got me even more interested in looking at what else I could do. So it was an exciting time of exploration and trying new things and stuff. It's amazing what you can do to help another person. Sometimes with touch, sometimes with non-touch. But I want to caution anybody that tries to get into that, doing that kind of work, you must, absolutely must, first, before you even start, clear your mind. Just clear it completely out. And do not allow any thoughts to come into your mind while you're working on the client, especially when you're touching them. Because every thought that comes to your head will be transmitted to that client. They will read right through your fingers everything you're thinking. So I caution people, do not allow any thoughts, especially bad thoughts. Do not allow them. Because they'll know. It's just as though you stood there and spoke out loud and told them what you were thinking. So, anyway, it just goes on and on what the body can do on its own, and it can do even more with a little help from another person. And so, you know, I don't know what to tell you other than, you know, experience it.
I'm sorry, you keep thinking.
That's all right. I'm done. Go ahead.
It's wonderful because what you're bringing forth for people to hear is that you're transitioning as well as the other party is transitioning, because the part of you, to me, the Hippocratic Oath is doctor, heal thyself. And I think that's a very important thing for everybody to get that knowledge that you really are the one that's healing yourself. What you were doing was exactly what that lady said. Oh, what did you do? And you knew you had released energy because look at what you had to go through.
Yeah.
All pain is stuck energy.
Yes.
That's all it is.
And that will make your body sick too.
Absolutely. And the other thing is your mind will make your body sick. people think when they have pain, they have to focus on the pain. Oh, my knee hurts so bad. Oh, my knee hurts so bad. And I used to tell the story on my health and wellness program about a minister who was very gracious to his parishioners, and he had a Mrs. Smith. And Mrs. Smith was always sick. And so every Sunday when he'd see her, he'd say, "Mrs. Smith, how are you?" And she'd go on with her litany of the how is she. And finally, during the week, something must have happened, and he got one of those light bulb moments. And so instead of asking her how she was, he said, "Mrs. Smith, you must be doing something different. You look so much better. What are you doing?" And it took her back a couple of times. And so she started dressing a little better, putting on a little makeup, fixing her hair a little better. And she started feeling better. Because when we have anyone focus on their illness, the illness gets stronger. We used to have a saying, I was a Scientologist back in the late 70s, and one of their lines, and it's a truism, one of the lines was, what you focus on, you get more of. Now, I know a lot of people focus on, oh, I want to have money. But what they also focus on is, will it come here? Will it come there? Will it come in the other place? No. That isn't going to bring it to you. You really have to do something to get money in your life. But pain, when you focus on pain, when you focus on evil, when you focus on bad stuff, and especially those people, oh, I always spill my coffee. They spill their coffee because they always focus on spilling their coffee. So what you focus on, you get more of. So why not make it a positive thing? When I was living out in L.A., I was really starting to feel really down on myself and other things. And I spoke to this other Scientologist, and he's one of these really gung-ho, and he worked for Disneyland, and he was a real true Disneyite, if you want to put it that way. And he really was an engineer down at Epcot. And he said, "You know what, you don't have enough wins in your life." I go, "What?" He says, "You don't have enough wins in your life. I want you to get a little, see what in Scientology, when you study, you have to have a checklist. I studied this, I studied that, I studied the other thing, because you will forget." So he had me write out a checklist. Now get this. I started with opening my eyes in the morning. Check. That was a win. I raised my head in bed. Check. Now I did this kind of mentally for the beginning, because I wasn't getting a sheet of paper out and checking them, but I did check them off later. I gave myself a check for getting out of bed. I gave myself a check for walking across the room. I gave myself a check for going into the bathroom, doing the toilet stuff, brushing my teeth, washing my face, taking a shower. Every movement I made was a win. And I felt so much better after it, because what it did was I became conscious of now. I became conscious of what my movements were for that moment, rather than, oh, what's the day going to be like? Is it going to be miserable? Oh, the weather's so bad. You know, that's depressing. And so when you're in the now, and you see that something good just happened, I just gave myself a check mark. That's a good thing. Your whole attitude changes. Your energy changes. Your output changes. Your input changes because your body said, oh, she's given us something good. Oh, I feel that much better. Oh, I like that, what she's saying. Your body hears that. Your body responds to it because that mind of yours and that brain is stimulating. It's breathing. It's saying yes to all the big changes you're doing. And Robert, when you were doing the massaging, you were so right in saying, get rid of any of your negative thoughts, because when you put your hand on that patient, that party, they get what you have.
That's right.
Absolutely evident. Go ahead.
And it was essential to smile. Because that always, you know, they may not see the smile on your face, but they felt it through your fingers, and
excellent.
It made them feel good. It made them feel better because of your smiling at them.
See, and that is another whole healing method. We used to do on our earliest time we were doing a health and wellness program on the NeoThing program was with a young man. Now, he was I was in my 60s. He was in his mid-70s, and he used to go to the grocery store, and he'd smile. He'd smile at everybody and say hello. Some would smile back. Some wouldn't smile back. They would go, who are you? And it was, he saw how people responded to smiles, and he shared that with us because it is a healing action. It takes less muscles to smile than it takes to frown and look like a grump.
Absolutely.
And the other thing is the smiling in your eyes. Because we used to have a line, from my heart to your eyes to your heart. From your heart to your eyes to my eyes to my heart. So it's a very circuitous way. The eyes are the, what do they say? They're the, what is that line?
The doorway to the soul?
That's it. Thank you. The doorway to the soul. So, all of these are from our bodies. They aren't from an exterior thing. They're not the TV. They're not the cell phone you hold or the mirror. Of course, another healing thing for you, which is really funny, and I go, oh, no, not me. But if you're angry, go stand in front of a mirror and carry on that anger. You will see your face go through so much contortion, so much ugliness that you never realize. And I'll give you a follow-up. Just this last April, the first weekend of April, we did a seminar here in Spartanburg. And I was in charge of organizing it and everything. And we had a videographer here and the speaker and everything, and he had come down with the speaker from Pennsylvania, and the speaker had never been filmed before in his life, so he had no idea what he looked like. Now, I am being in L.A., I've been in front of a camera, I knew I had to have my makeup right, and I knew I couldn't do all my facial gesturing type thing. But I couldn't be a mummy either. But I knew that. He had no cognition of that. So he saw the videos afterwards, and they were telling me that he started laughing. And he had never seen himself. He didn't realize he moved so much. He didn't realize how horrible he looked when he got angry and got angry at the people. And especially at me, he said, it was ugly. I said, that's what we've been trying to tell you. We've been trying to tell you that that's exactly what's going on. And until you see yourself in that mirror, until you see yourself really go through your contortions and your, and I'm going to say it because I know I get ugly, ugliness, you will not know how you affect other people and make them feel bad and affect their wellness. And this is why when Robert says, do not bring your stuff in with you, because it will go in their body. And I'll give you another, for instance, I was on the recovery table in a hospital. I was having a hernia operation. I had my fourth son, and I had a double hernia operation. And I heard these two nurses in the background talking, never going to make it. Just never going to make it. That's too bad. Just never going to make it. Now, in between, they had said the little two-letter word, he. I did not hear that. And I thought they were talking about me, and I'm going, I'm in here for a hernia operation. I'm going to make it. And then I heard the he. I don't know whatever happened, but it affected me coming out of a chemical-induced sleep. So this is why when Robert says you, the actual massager, have to be very clean. This is true with you giving healing to other people. You have to be really very clean as to your thoughts, your energy. The energy you put out can be destructive or helpful. And this is so important today with the kinds of energies that are all around us. There's so much radiation pollution, air pollution, water pollution, our food's polluted. All of that is causing a lot of body changes. And it's important for you to really hear your body. It is always talking to you. Jan, have you ever had your body tell you something that you needed to do now?
Always. I was going to mention that when you talked about mirror exercises, I started working with clients back 20-some years ago for healing, and one of the things they all had in common that had problems was it was a matter of self-love. Well, as you all know, you can feel love. Love is a very positive energy. And so I would give them a mirror exercise to do twice a day. When they get up in the morning, when they're naked, stand in front of a full-length mirror. Start at the top of your head and just say, I love my hair. I love my eyes. I love my nose. I love my mouth. Whatever features you find that are hard to say I love, work on it, because that's an area where you need work. And you just keep going through down to your toes, and you do that morning and night. Now, I had clients that pretty much healed themselves just using that energy. And I had stage 4 melanoma back before that, and I worked on it with my mind. So my body was giving me information through my mind, which I used then to do my healing. So, yes, I have to agree with you. There is a connection. In fact, I didn't copy it down, but maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I ran across something on the web that talked about the Russians and scientific literature and how the body could interpret what you talk to it or say to it, which I had known for 20-some years, but they had done some research and confirmed it, which was kind of interesting. I should have kept it. I should have copied it off and tucked it away somewhere, but I didn't, unfortunately. But your body does pay attention, and when you go tell somebody, you know, there are people, you ask them, how do you feel? And, oh, my knee aches, my back aches, I've got this, I've got lumbago, my stomach's bad. That's no way to heal. I'm always terrific when somebody asks me. Makes a big difference.
It does.
So I yield.
Well, I did that same thing with the mirror. for people, especially somebody that had the low self-esteem.
Yep.
I'd get them there looking at themselves and tell themselves, I am beautiful. I am good looking. I love myself. And,
yes.
And it wouldn't be long, and maybe just a couple of days, maybe it'd take longer, but pretty soon when you see them, they'd be smiling and they'd be feeling good about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
We have
a universe.
Go ahead, Jan.
A universal problem with people that have disease, dis-ease, is a lack of self-love. And so you're absolutely right, Robert. They need to think better of themselves. They need to give positive energy to their body, and it helps.
Well, even when I was in the hospital having this pacemaker put in, they kept asking me, how do you feel? Man, I feel terrific. There's no pain, no nothing. Can I go home yet? I'm ready.
Yep. That's kind of a double-edged sword, Robert. Several years ago.
It helped me.
Yeah, I know it helped, but several years ago, I tore up the palm of my hand pretty bad, and I had to go over to the emergency room to get it stitched up. And I have a little healing routine where I go to my garden and my mind, and so I did. So I went over to the hospital, and I walked into the emergency room, and I had it all wrapped up so it wasn't bleeding on too much. And so the gal says, well, we checked in and takes all our particulars. And she says, well, how much pain are you in? And I says, oh, not much. And so I sat there for, was it 2 or 3 hours, because people who had pain came in and they got fixed. So it isn't necessarily a good thing to fix yourself before you go.
Well, the thing is, I was already in the hospital, though.
Yeah.
And so nobody was going to jump in front of me and jump in my bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had it made.
But, all through my life, I've been positive as far as myself. I mean, there were a few bad times, but for the most part. And when I go to a hospital, I have never, ever been in a hospital more than 2 days at a time.
Yep.
That's good.
I just won't allow myself to be sick. I mean, I get sick, but I heal it pretty quick.
And that's the point. That's the point that both of you are saying. And I have to tell you something. I don't know if you've ever heard of the man by the name of Jack Canfield. He and Mark Victor Hansen. That's who it is. Mark Victor Hansen both wrote the Chicken Soup for the Soul. Well, Jack Canfield was sharing with us one time doing exactly the I love you from top to bottom, because he was going through a period of time when he didn't feel he loved himself very well. And he ran out to his wife and he said, I think I'm in love with myself. And she said, that's what you're supposed to be.
Exactly.
It is a shock, that you really can't love yourself. We even had a discussion at the library over at school today about how when we were young children back in school, we were told, don't be egotistical. Stop thinking you're beautiful or good looking or this. And we got really just told over and over again that we were not to love ourselves. It was a bad thing to do. And that's why
you can't overdo it. But the schools, I can remember those days.
Yeah. And they did, that was kind of what I would call today programming us. And for a lot of people, it was detrimental. And there are some people that they didn't care. And that's how different people are. But there's also another thing that I did. You, with massage and with Reiki, you do touch the person, right? Well, what we in Scientology, we had several healing methods and one was called a touch assist. And the touch assist is the person sits in a chair, and if they're in bed, of course, you do it in their bed if they can't move. And you are actually, what you're doing is balancing the energy in the body. Put your two hands in front of you and pretend one of you is telling the other, feel my finger, and you touch the little finger of your left hand. And they'll comment and say yes. Then that person will go to your right little finger and touch that finger and say, feel my finger, and you will respond yes. And you do that for the fourth on the left, then the right, the fourth on the third on the left, and then the right, the second on the left, and then the right, the thumb on the left, then the right. And you can do that on each side of the wrist, and you just go up and down the body and up and down your spine. I mean, I've done it to myself, and I've just imagined my finger touching myself where I have been, had a pain. I have healed every pain that ever comes into my body because my body will heal itself. I just need to give it a direction. So that's with the touch assist. We've done it on people's feet. We've done it on headaches. I've done it up and down backs. I've done it for arms. I do both arms because you want to balance the body. That's how it heals. Pain usually makes one side of the body lift. You favor that side. So this is why with touch assist, we balance the body. Then the other one was a body calm. We never touched the body, but we just kind of did a sweeping motion down the body and through the energy. Now, I'm getting wiser in my older age, but throw it into a wastebasket rather than on the ground. And then you can always take the wastebasket and dump it in the toilet and take that negative energy out of the building. That way.
Touch can also scramble your senses.
Yes.
On the last day of my massage school, my instructor, because of my attitude in class, decided to give me a special gift. And he had me lay on my back on a massage table, and the other 15 classmates stand around me, all of them with their hands on me, massaging me just gently. Went on for a little bit. Then he had them all put their hands under my body, pick me up, carry me off of the table and swing me back and forth a couple of times, and then lay me on the floor. And then he says, okay, you can get up. Yeah, right. You can't move. Your body will not do anything. It will not respond. You will just lay there for a while until your senses are unscrambled.
So he paralyzed you.
Yeah. It felt great. Wonderful, but...
That's an unusual thing. I know with the body comms, there was a gentleman that we knew that he'd gone in. I don't remember if it was for the pacemaker or something, but it was with his heart. And I slept into his recovery room, never touched him. And I just did the body calm down him for about 3 to 5 minutes, and then some technician came in, and I just slipped out the door and left. And I came back another day, and I did it again. He was out of that hospital in like 3, maybe 4 days. And they were amazed because I think it used to take him a week to get out. And all I did was that. I just did a body calm because you've got to picture. Your body's been in trauma. you've gotten put out with a chemical, you've been cut open or whatever they did, that's a trauma. Then they sewed you up, that's a trauma. Then you had to come out of the induced sleep you were put in, that's a trauma. And then you had to hear voices again and then pain again, and all of this is trauma. And all I did to that body was make it not have so much trauma and to just be able to calmly come out of the recovery, calmly get the healing started, and calmly start on with life. And you can do it. Anybody can do it. It's just open your hands and starting at the head and moving down and moving it up, but not go back up with it. Once you could start from the head, you want to go all the way to the toes and throw it into a basket. Down from the head, throw it in the basket. Because if you go back up, you're just shoving it back in.
You want to make sure after you do that, like you say, throwing it in a basket, shake your hands good and hard to make sure that you get it out of your own body. Because if you don't, you will take over feeling like that client. You'll take in all that bad that you took from them.
If you take a pretty good amount, too, your hands will tell you right away when you get done, start shaking.
Oh, you feel the tingling,
really shake
like
them good.
Yep.
Great advice. I do it on my animals. I had a dog that had seizures, and he and I did this dance where he wanted to get on my bed, and I didn't want him to go and get on my bed while he was going to have a seizure because their systems break down. He would poop or he'd pee, and I didn't want on the bed. And he was safer falling on the floor because he was closer to it. And so when he got through having his seizure and he's panting there, that's all I did was a body calm on him. I just did the body calm on him. And he then would sleep. But you can do it on anybody and everybody. But always go in the one direction. And as you both said, you want to shake your hands really good. On the animals, I wasn't even thinking of it. On people, I would. But on animals, I didn't think of it. And now I'm doing that more so for my animals' sake because they're going to pick up what I just shook off for one animal. So it is a good one. Go ahead.
You've got to think about yourself and take care of yourself, or you're going to be the one that's sick.
That's true. Very true. And that's why when my friend Orpha reminded me about that, I go, I'm going to start doing that because maybe that's why some of me is tired. So, but I do a lot.
Yep.
I go to school and I drive and I do all sorts of stuff. How are we doing on time, my men?
It's time.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. And for next week, we should talk. What topic do you want to talk on?
I don't know. That.
Okay. Let's
time
talk
to go.
About, it's time to go, but let's talk about our thoughts.
All right.
It controls us. Okay. There we go. Have a great week, everyone. See you back at the Healing Center.
You too.
Okay.